Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning. Welcome to the podcast. I'm actually uncertain if I should even be doing it. I'm an emotional mess. My dad passed away a week ago. Actually, probably right around this time. I'm not sure. I did see him the night before. He was ready to go. It was interesting because on the Monday when I phoned him for our chat, I phoned him one or two times a week, and he had a lot to say, and he was pretty upset about some things, and he wanted me to call him again the next morning, and I didn't. Because I was going to call him at lunch, because sometimes when I called him in the morning, he was sleeping and he didn't answer. But then I got the call that he had collapsed and was headed to the hospital. And so I was making arrangements because, I mean, someone's got to take care of my cows to go, because it was a four-hour drive. Actually, it was 3 hours and 33 minutes. And that is significant. And then, you know, I got the call, like, he's doing better. You can wait till tomorrow. And I'm like, no, I'm coming now. I just need to make arrangements. And so my husband came with me. I was going to go alone. And then my son's like, no. We'll come home. Dad needs to go with you. And I'm like, aw, you're the best. It's hard. It's really hard. So I got there, and then the family left, and it was just me and my husband and my dad. And it was okay that I hadn't phoned him that morning because the stuff he was worried about didn't happen. And so he filled me in, and that I would take care of it, and yeah, we had a nice chat, like always. My dad and I were estranged for years and years and years, and interestingly enough, it was his brother's passing that I realized I was being lied to and lied about. And I'm like, wow. And it was my Uncle Lyle, because of the skills I have, who's like, hey, this is what you maybe want to do. Not quite that bluntly, because that's not his personality, but there was a lot of nudges. That's also important because it's hilarious, because my dad's personality is very different than his, and I'm thoroughly enjoying that. And so this started a journey where I reconnected with Dad, and because I reconnected with Dad, and then he found out I was a reverend, because, you know, he didn't need to know that. That wasn't important, according to my family. Whatever. It was cool, because it really opened a door, and we had a lot of conversations, and I had three goals. One, to get him out of the hovel he was living in when he couldn't see or hear and had no running water and a wood stove for heat. Two, to get his cataract surgery so he could see, so he could read, because he loved reading. And three, to make sure he was not afraid of dying. And I accomplished all three of those goals. Our last chat, I asked him if he believed in reincarnation or heaven, and he said he wasn't sure. He said, you know, I got a pretty strong Catholic upbringing. In church, like it wasn't the best situations. And I said, that's okay, Dad. I believe enough for both of us. And he just laughed. And then we talked about cows again. And he told me who his favorite cows were. We talked about his favorite horses. Those last moments I was with him, I asked him, so where I grew up, it's very rural. There's not a lot of people. And so I asked him if he'd ever saw a Sasquatch or an alien, because I figured there should be. He said no, but then he had a little grin on his face and said, but if I did see a Sasquatch, it would probably be an alien. We chuckled. And it was good. It was really good. And then he decided he wanted to watch TV. Now, my dad's kind of a stubborn old guy, and he hadn't watched TV in 10 years, partially because he couldn't see it. And then when his eyes got done, we all offered to get him a TV, and he said no. He just wanted to listen to his radio. And so he turned on the TV to see. He told me he wanted to see if he could still work it. And I'm like, okay. So we watched some sort of, like, I don't know, funniest video show for a while, and then he turned on The Simpsons and turned it loud. And I'm like, you're hilarious, because I don't really care for The Simpsons, just not my kind of thing. And so I knew that he wanted to go, me to go. He wanted to be alone, and I knew why. And I said, well, Dad, I'm going to be back to see you in the morning, because we were staying in a hotel. Noticed right away that family, there was no offer to stay with family. That's not totally true. Nephew did offer. But the people that should have offered didn't, because they have a lot of room. Duly noted. So then I said to him, I'll see you in the morning unless you decide to exit. And if you do, I'll still talk to you. It's fine. And so my brother texted me the next morning, said, Dad, I watched TV all night very loudly, but he seemed to be settled, according to the nurses, and he was fine. I said, okay, well, I'm on my way over right away. And he said, well, no rush. He's still sleeping. And I said, okay. But I didn't listen, just like I didn't listen the night before. And I put my stuff on, and we walked out the door. And as we were driving to the hospital, it was only like 10 minutes, I said to my husband, I've always known that he was going to go peacefully in his sleep, because often when I checked on him that way, I could hear the song, The Gambler, I think it is, something, and part of the lyrics is die in your sleep. And so I said to my husband, you know, I'm pretty sure that's how he's going to go, and I'm hoping it is. Little did I know that it was probably happening right at that moment. So I get to the hospital. There's a sign on his room door saying, check in with the nurse's station. Didn't clue in. I thought, oh, maybe they're, like, checking his vitals or doing something, right, or maybe cleaning him up. Who knows? But it was weird because they scrambled. Like, there was, they were panicked. And I'm like, uh-oh. But I'm still hopeful. And then finally they found a nurse that could come and tell me, and I just stood there. My husband didn't come up there with me because he had to return some calls, and my brother had just said he was fine. And so then, of course, I didn't know what to do. They were great. They were so kind and caring, and I said, I just need a second. I said, you know, I saw him last night. I know he wanted to go. I'm a reverend. I can deal with this. I'm shocked. And they said, well, we phoned your brother. And I said, okay, good. And thinking, would have been nice if he called me, but whatever. This is not new. And then I went downstairs and I was walking to the car because my husband had dropped me off at the door because it was a bit stormy and he, you know, had some calls to return for work. And then I panicked, like, what if he came in and went to the bathroom or something? So I phoned him. But he was in the car, and I said, I'll be there right away. And I was in the car sobbing, and then my brother did call, but I couldn't talk to him. It was hard. It was hard. And I still, like just even talking about that part right now, I'm going to take a minute, or I'm just going to calm my energy down because it was hard. But I want to get to the good stuff, and then we're going to do a chakra balancing. So as the things progressed, which I did not know what happened, I was not expecting it, I didn't realize, because I do mediumship. But when someone loses a loved one, I have a little rule that they have to wait like 6 months to work through all their stuff, and then we do it. Part of it is because I wasn't sure that their loved one would be available right away. I mean, I have done it, some exceptions when people were super hurting, and they, like, it worked out. Well, imagine my, like, what? When Dad shows up right away and starts chatting with me, and I'm answering him, and he's like, oh, I didn't know you could do this. I said, well, I told you. He's like, yeah, but I didn't understand. And so then I kind of got a running commentary on some of the things that were happening. And you know what? It was amazing and funny. And, like, it helped me be calm because there was not a lot of support for me from some of the other people. In fact, there was some pretty snarky things happening from some of the other people. And Dad commented on it, and it was lovely, lovely. So I was able to remain calm and deal with everything that was happening, even though some of it was bizarre to me. And Dad agreed, and I was able to support those that needed it, who would let me, I guess we say, I don't know how to put it, that into words, because I don't think they would have got support from the others either. I don't know. It's one of those messy, weird dynamics where secrets came out that shouldn't have been a secret, and it was also public knowledge. But they got found out, so they're mad at me. But you know what? My dad's the one that told me about it because he wanted one of the people involved to be supported and not blindsided by it. Someone had said to me about one of my family members that they're a master manipulator. And she was right. We're not delighted by it because we think it's foolish, but she was correct. And now I'm in this weird situation where they don't seem to feel that I should be grieving. And I think they're actually upset that Dad did say to me all the things that he said, and I got to be his person to help him navigate the last, 18 months of his life. Because he loved it in the lodge. He even told us that several times. He liked having running water and food and all the stuff being cared for. He was not used to it, and some of that made him uncomfortable. But, you know, the lodge people say that he was so cheery and upbeat, and we're all, like, kind of surprised because that's not the Dad we grew up with, right? But people can change, and he had a lot of regret. But we got to talk about it. So there was no fear in him when it was time to cross over. In fact, he did it to make sure something would happen because that's what he was concerned about. And it was a gift that I will explain to them later when I'm not so raw. And it's cool. So, yeah, I got, like, a running commentary, and then I was very courageous, me and my nephew, because he's the one that got screwed over, and went to my brother's house. My brother had invited us, but he didn't tell his wife. And so I got up, we got our brave on, and we went there knowing that they were probably all sitting there gossiping about me and how I shouldn't be sad and I didn't deserve to be part of this. They were. But this is my family, and no matter what they want to say or do, he is my dad, and he's the one that encouraged me to go out there. He wouldn't come into that house, though. That was interesting. It was only when I was outside that he would chat with me. And then at 3 in the morning, yeah, we had to have a little chat about that after, but at the 3 in the morning conversations, I'm like, okay, buddy, you need to, when I'm doing this kind of work for somebody else, I have to prove to the person that I'm reading for that I'm actually connected to their loved one. So you're up. and heat lots of times. I'm not ready to share that yet, but it was amazing, so amazing. And it's really interesting because his energy is sassy, spicy, and it's totally different than my uncle. My uncle's a lot more reserved, not my dad. So, family, if you're listening, he's probably going to haunt you. So I would consider the choices you're making, and I would consider honoring his wishes because he knows. It's pretty entertaining for me, and he was protecting me and supporting me when they were being jerks. They're still being jerks, and I don't understand why. Yes, that's not true. I do know why they're doing all of this. But it's their demons to figure out, not mine. Not mine. Because I can still chat with Dad. I am going to ask him for a timeout for a while because I need to process and grieve. But I do get his horse that was discussed at the table, so I'm hoping my brother honors that. And I did put a picture of me and the horse on my Psychic Cowgirl page. He's beautiful. His name's Magic, and I lost a horse named Magic a while ago because he got sick, so I'm pretty delighted. And it was one of the signs that he gave me had to do with that horse, so that was pretty cool. And so, yeah, I'm telling you, like, even if your loved ones don't totally believe in heaven or that they're still around, they're going to send you signs. Pay attention. He sent my niece signs. We were chatting about it, and it was perfect. And then when I chatted with her yesterday, he told me what other signs she should watch for that he would send to her. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's a gift. And so, yeah, I might have to change my rule because he proved to me that, yeah, it can be almost immediate. Actually, it was immediate, which is wild to me, wild. I just was not expecting it. I just wasn't. And so, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to rethink my mediumship offering. It was pretty cool. Okay, so I want to make sure we do a chakra cleanse and balance. But before we do that, we're going to set the intention that it's going to cut any negative cords that we might have attached so that we can protect ourselves better if we're dealing with chaos and challenging situations. So here we go. Here comes the chakra balancing.
As you become aware of your breathing, just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to appreciate your breath. Then, let's take three big deep breaths as deeply as you can. As you begin to release and let go, these are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. As your normal natural breathing begins to occur, allow the sense of imagining a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around your body, around your head, neck, and shoulders. And as with every breath, as this breeze continues to move gently around your body, you gently and easily begin to release and let go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back, circling around through your chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort you. Down both arms, hands, and fingers as you release and let go. Just letting go now. And with every breath you take, you may begin to wonder, are you breathing the breeze, or is the breeze breathing you? With every breath, the breeze continues, circling around through your mid-back and around through your solar plexus. Every breath taking you deeper and deeper into relaxation and comfort. This gentle sensation of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through your abs, release and letting go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around your body, around your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through your feet. Now, and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. So that now, at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply relaxed, deeply relaxed. Begin to notice your connection to the earth and earth energy. Allow it to stabilize and ground you. Also, notice your connection to the energy of the universe. Allow yourself to open and receive the light. Imagine that light coming from above in a tunnel-like, cone-like light of pure positive energy. A stream that flows down through you, flowing within you and all around you. Imagine that this light cleanses and clears, taking away all old energy, like washing away dust, dirt and debris, releasing all that is no longer needed or wanted. Moving it right out of the body and mind, letting all the old, the past and the blocks, the stoppages go. Cleanse and clear. Cleanse and clear. Let it all go. Once and for all, let it all go. Now, bring your attention to the base of your spine and the lower pelvis. Notice this area as your first chakra. Like a light ball of energy, and the color of this light is red. This chakra represents survival, physical health, sexuality, and security. Notice how you feel in this part of your body, maintaining a steady flow of breathing as you bring to this chakra the energy of the earth, the energy of the universe, cleaning and releasing any tension. This first chakra is associated with the quality of stability. Remember how you feel in your body when you are stable. Imagine the sensations around being connected to the feeling of stability. How do you visualize stability? Let yourself be absorbed in the feeling of stability. Imagine your first chakra simply absorbing the quality and energies of stability. Focus on this first chakra. Ask the light to send stability to your first chakra. Imagine yourself projecting stability and expressing stability in the world. Visualize yourself in perfect health, balanced with a sense of well-being. Imagine yourself in complete comfort with your sexuality, at ease in your life, and secure. I'm just going to give you about a minute to soak in this energy. Nice. I'm energetically supporting you through this whole process. Now let's go to our second chakra. Focus on the area of your abdomen. Sense the light ball of energy that is orange. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. This is the area of your body when sensuality, moods and emotions are managed by the energy of the second chakra. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the energy of the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear, release and clear, filling the chakra with the vibrancy of the color orange. The second chakra is associated with the quality spontaneity. Remember how you feel when you are spontaneous. How do you imagine spontaneity? Imagine sensations around being connected to the feeling of being spontaneous. Focus again on your second chakra. Let yourself be absorbed in this feeling of spontaneity. Ask the light to send the quality of spontaneity to your second chakra and imagine projecting that spontaneity energy into the world as you imagine yourself free, playful, at ease, and natural. I'm just going to give you a minute to absorb all that energy and then project it out for yourself. Feel what you feel, see what you see, hear what you hear, know what you know. There's no way to do this wrong, and I'm supporting you all the way. Excellent. Okay, now let's move up to our third chakra. As you begin to focus on your solar plexus, the diaphragm, this is your third chakra, where you direct upon and determine your environment. You take charge and create. The color of this light ball of energy is yellow. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear, release any tension, fill the third chakra with the vibrancy of the color yellow. This third chakra is associated with your power. What do you sense about your own power? Imagine the sensations of creatively expressing your power in the world. Let the feeling of your own power be absorbed and feel your power direct your life with confidence, the way you want it to be. Your third chakra now absorbs the fullness of your power. Feel it, know it, be it. Nice. Now let's move up to your fourth chakra. As you turn your attention to your chest area, you may notice that this light ball of energy is green. This is your fourth chakra, which represents love, compassion, and wisdom. Notice how you feel in your chest area. Maintain your steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Feel what you feel. Know what you know. You got this. Cleanse and clear. No way to do this wrong. Release any tension. Fill the fourth chakra with the vibrancy of the color green. This fourth chakra is associated with the quality of joy. Imagine the sensations around being connected to joy. Where do you notice joy in your life, and how do you express it in the world? Let this feeling of joy fill you. Be open to receiving this energy and see yourself easily and effortlessly giving and receiving joy. Be aware of the value of yourself, full of love and wisdom. Ask the light to send joy to the fourth chakra and become aware of the fourth chakra's deep well-being filled with love, being filled with joy. Just soak in that energy right now. I'll give you a few moments. Excellent. Now, let's go to our fifth chakra. As you turn your attention next to your throat area, notice the light ball of energy that is blue. This is your fifth chakra, representing your communication abilities with others. Notice how you feel in this area of your throat. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear, releasing any tension. Fill your fifth chakra with the vibrancy of the color blue. Soak that in. The fifth chakra's quality is authenticity. Imagine the sensations flowing through you associated with authenticity. Where do you notice authenticity in your life? How do you express it in the world? Let the feeling of being authentic fill you. Imagine yourself communicating easily, effortlessly, and effectively. As the fifth chakra becomes filled with the radiant light of authenticity, free-flowing and clear, soak this in. I'll give you a few moments to really feel this energy. You got this. Soaking that in. Nice. Now, let's move up to our sixth chakra. Move your concentration to the top of the vertebral column, right inside your head. This is the sixth chakra, which oversees your mind, your imagination, and your ability to see with clarity and perspective. This one's about your inner knowing. Become aware of the light ball of energy that is purple. Notice how you feel in this area of your body. Maintain a steady flow of your breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe and the energy of the earth to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear. Release any tension. Fill the sixth chakra with the vibrancy of the color purple. The quality of this sixth chakra is certainty. Imagine the sensations of certainty flowing through you. Where do you notice certainty in your life? How do you express certainty in your world? Allow this feeling of being certain to fill you. Imagine yourself clear, without confusion, no hesitation, and acknowledge yourself as someone who knows what they know, with clear vision, feeling, inner knowing, someone who is able to create with imagination and go forward in your life, creating with certainty and confidence. Let the vibrancy of the color purple be brilliant in your sixth chakra. Ask the light to send certainty to your sixth chakra. And I'm going to give you a few moments just to soak in that energy completely and easily. Now, bring your attention and concentration to the area right over the top of your head. This is the seventh chakra, and it allows for your spiritual energy, your spiritual being. The color is white. And this is the chakra that connects you with the universe. Notice how you feel in this area. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe through this area, cleanse and clear, release any tension. Release any feelings of separation and solitude. Fill this seventh chakra with this pure white light. And let this light ball of energy grow in intensity. Feel what you feel. The quality of this seventh chakra is communion. How do you express communion in the world? Where do you notice communion in your life? As you fill the chakra, let it nourish your spiritual self. Get in touch with belonging here on earth, your purpose, your knowingness, and your pure intuition. Ask the white light to send the quality of communion to your seventh chakra and enjoy the harmony of trusting yourself. And once again now, focus on your heart, to put your hands on your heart, and accept with love that you are now fully attuned and aligned. You are fully attuned and aligned, feeling safe, feeling confident, feeling connected to your inner wisdom. And now, I'd like you to visualize or imagine yourself at the top of your staircase, that symbolic staircase, with all the chakras balanced and cleansed and cleared as we deepen and reinforce. Beginning with your left foot, visualize or imagine going down those beautiful, safe, secure steps. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling confident. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Feeling strong, feeling empowered. Any and all negatives have long ago dissipated. As you enter this positive domain, you can sense your energy has been purified, your chakras have been enhanced on all levels of mind and body activity. Everything is working together now for your positive benefit and forward movement in your life. Feel what you feel, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear. You got this. You are cleansed. You are cleared. You will go forward with confidence, clarity, security, empowerment, communion, and love. As we come up and out of this journey for today, with everything reinforced and you're feeling cleansed, purified, and ready for your day. I'm going to count from 0 to 5 as we come up and out. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud if you need to. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud.
That felt so good. Oh, I needed that. I realized I didn't tell you the significance of the 333, so I checked on my boys, and my phone had said that they were 3 hours and 33 minutes away, and I kind of laughed because, of course, we all love the triple digits, right? And then when Dad was, you know, crossed over already and chatting with me at 3 in the morning, I'm like, buddy, when I do this for other people, I need to prove to them who I'm chatting with, so you need to prove to me it's you. And he said, the clock says 333. And I'm like, okay, do I look? Do I not look? Because what if it doesn't? And I looked, and as I looked at it, it changed from 333 to 334. And I'm like, okay, that was funny. And so now anytime I see a 333, I'm going to be smiling again. That, yep, it's my dad saying hi. So yeah, it's kind of cool. If you know what kind of signs to look for, or perhaps your loved one has given you clues on what to look for and how they're going to communicate. Yeah, so even though I'm completely heartbroken, I did tell my brother, as I jumped in his bail truck, even though he didn't seem to want to be alone with me, probably worried about the questions I would ask. But I did tell him that Dad was chatting with me at 3 in the morning, and he wasn't sure how to take that. But we did laugh because Dad was totally a night owl. He liked to be up at night walking the halls of his lodge when there was no people and then slept during the day. I told him he was like a teenager with his biological clock all switched. But yeah, even though I know he's fine and at peace, it's still dealing with all the emotions, the grief, the woulda, shoulda, couldas, all of that stuff. But I am thoroughly enjoying all the signs and the fact that I could connect to him so quickly. And so, yeah, as I go through this, any other cool things, you know that I will share. And I'm sending you all a hug and a blessing, and I hope your week goes really well.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's P-S-Y-C-H-I-C-C-O-W-G-I-R-L COWGIRL.com.